7 days to go before election, presidential candidate Michael Bednarik is with us on the phone. Mr. Bednarik is the Libertarian Party candidate. Mr. Bednarik, what was the best showing a Libertarian candidate ever had running for the White House? Do you know?
That was Ed Clark, 1980, I believe, and he got 900,000 votes or something like that, just short of a million.
What is your goal? I mean, obviously your goal is to win, but,
right.
You know.
Well, my goal is to at least break a million. I think we might be able to break 2 million this year.
And in so doing, you could strengthen the Libertarian Party's structure, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We are already doing that. The number of people who know about the party has increased. As I've traveled around, I've talked with a lot of Democrats and Republicans who are, you know, disenchanted with their own parties. They are looking for a third party candidate to vote for. One dramatic example, I stepped onto an elevator with five or six people. Someone noticed my campaign shirt and said, "I've never heard of Bednarik for president." So I shook hands, announced that I was running for president, and suddenly everybody in the elevator was voting for me. And the only qualification that I possessed at that moment was that I was not George Bush,
yeah.
I was not John Kerry.
To a lot of people, that's a pretty positive thing.
Don't you think that's a sad statement of our political system when gather political support? Yeah, that's really...
By being the non-Bush, non-Kerry. Yeah, that's amazing. Here is Paul. Paul, you're on with Michael Bednarik. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ron. And thank you, Mr. Bednarik, for running. I really appreciate you doing that.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to point out that in Maryland, I think the voters were in a very unique position. I, like many of the listeners, probably were felt a little disenfranchised with some of the Bush's positions, some of the things he's taken, you know, campaign finance reform, his reversing his stance on education, the tariff, the medical reform, all these different things. This, you know, makes me very sorry that I actually voted for him the last time. But in Maryland, it's really a no-brainer that Kerry's going to win this state, which really frees voters to really vote their conscience this time, rather than being concerned that a vote for the Libertarian candidate would be a vote for Kerry. Because again, Kerry is having him as the president would be unacceptable from most conservatives. But in Maryland, you can vote your conscience. And by doing that, you do a couple of things. One, you're not endorsing the policies that Bush is doing. And secondly, people don't vote Libertarian sometimes. They feel like, well, they don't have a chance of winning. Well, one of the reasons they don't have a chance of winning is because they don't have enough support. We have to take a step somewhere along the line. And in Maryland, you have the chance of taking that first step. In Maryland, it's very difficult to get on the ballot. You have to spend a lot of your resources and manpower just to get on the ballot. If this 1% of the voters in Maryland vote Libertarian, then you'll be on the ballot automatically next time.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. The only wasted vote is when you vote for a candidate that you do not respect.
All right, Paul, thanks very much. Mr. Bednarik, hang on for us again. We have to do some business because this is commercial enterprise, not public radio. Okay?
Well, we are capitalists.
Right. I know you are. 5:30. Here's Leonard Roberts.